Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me?
Oh, welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, ageofthecustomer.com. Please check that out and use it to your advantage and learn more about the age of the customer. I promise you, you'll be glad you did, because this is happening. These are not the age of the customer thing. Those aren't just my ideas, folks. I just gave it a name. What's happening is happening, whether I tell you about it or not, but you can read about it in my book, Age of the Customer. Jeff Sabar's here, folks. Jeff is one of the top small business experts in the galaxy. He wrote a number of books on how to be a small business, including Home Office Know-How. And he's our good friend. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you, Jim. And I got to give you props here. It's one of those things where when you hear a line and it resonates and it reverberates in your mind and it starts popping up elsewhere, I helped you in looking at your book early on and sure it was put together, and just given what little advice I could. And no, I can't. If I had a buck for every time I've heard Age of the Customer, or conceptually, now is the time of the customer. You must, serve the customer. Heck, I could even buy a cup of Starbucks. You know, that's how many times I've heard. No, I mean, I jest, but I've heard it a lot, and it's one of those things that I think you have truly hit the mark with that book. So if you need an endorsement on your second run, I'll put an endorsement up front as to how many times I've heard the line since I've seen the book.
I appreciate that. Hey, Jeff, thanks again for hanging out with us. And chiefhomeofficer.com, by the way, is Jeff's website. In the previous segment, we were talking about the heartbleed bug and how people need to pay more attention to this, because this could be very damaging on many levels. This is a scary one, folks, because a lot of people, Jeff, don't replace their operating systems as often as I do, and maybe you do. How many people do you know who are still using 5-6-year-old computers, right? And it's got the old XP software. They've got a bunch of programs in it.
Oh, we shouldn't be using DOS 3.1 anymore? Oh, man, I got to change my computer.
But the thing is that a lot of people are missing this. They're going to get into big trouble because they get most of their news, most of their information from sources that are chasing other things that nobody can do anything about, like the Malaysian aircraft that was lost. God bless all those people who died and their families. But while all that's being reported for 3 days ad nauseum, the world was going on. In the meantime, the Obama administration was giving away the internet during that period of time. The heartbleed bug came out. What else? A bunch of other things. Jeff, we've got, with all this information that's coming out right now, all the availability of information on the internet, on cable TV, et cetera, we've got to become better consumers. We've got to learn how to consume information in ways that really serve us. What do you think?
I was at an event this past weekend. I was hired to write and stay at an event for 3 days to work in their press room and write about this event for the thousands of people who could not be at the event. So I'm sitting in the press room, and it wouldn't be a press room if it didn't have a big screen TV with the news running in the background. And I won't say what news network it was, but if at the top of every, coming out of every commercial break that weekend, we didn't hear the da-da, whatever, yeah, breaking right. news, mm-hmm. Malaysia Air Flight 370, they have found this or they have found that. And again, their pain, but they were regurgitating the same news that was breaking news, the same item 12 hours ago. Meanwhile, issues that are important to us get buried in news and in the news feed, such that they're, as they say in newspaper, below the fold. People don't see them. They're on page two. They're on section B. They're things like the heartbleed bug that can literally shut down your business. And you talk about getting your identity stolen. What if your company's identity was stolen? What if you woke up one morning and all your finances, all your cash was wiped out, all your social media connections were
gone?
Because
you didn't know when and how to change your password.
Absolutely. and that you needed to do it, and when you needed to do it, and that this threat even existed, and here we are worried about, you know, and rightly so, you know, but this is something that doesn't affect us any longer. It was breaking news 33 days ago. Mm-hmm. When you find the black boxes, that's something that would pull at our heartstrings and say, they can solve this. Am I affected in the future flying one of these jets? But right now, there are so many issues that can be affecting my business. We need to be better consumers. We need to dig past, say, the New York Times, the Fox News, the CNN, the Guardian, you know, the Washington Post, some of these papers that really push this stuff up to the top that is really not top-worthy news, and dig a little deeper. We need to take a scan of a website like CNET. Or some of the business sites on a daily basis, just to see what's out there. Because if you think CNET is for geeks, well, you're going to be calling a geek and paying big money when your computer gets hacked and he needs or she needs to come in and clean out your computer because you ignored or didn't notice, didn't think to look around to say what could be a virus or something hurting me out there.
And especially if you're not already doing it, especially develop an antenna. I call them antennas, Jeff. Develop an antenna that runs up whenever some little thing pops in to the news that might affect your business, whether and not just inside your four walls, but outside your four walls, things that
Absolutely.
You have less control over. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Always great to be with you, Jim. Always feels good to share good, important information.
Absolutely. You do, and you do it well. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, right?
That's the one.
Check it out, folks. And he's all over social media, too. So check him out. ZBAR is how you spell his last name. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.